This week on Capitol Hill, obviously the president's budget proposal was the single biggest news of the week. Today, I co-sponsored legislation that will, I think, address what most people are concerned about, and that is runaway Washington spending, particularly in enacting a one-year moratorium on earmarks, as well as a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced national budget. The national debt today is more than $12 trillion, and of course, a vote of the Senate just recently raised that another $2 trillion, and the federal government obviously is maxing out on its credit card and needing a higher credit limit in order to continue to do the spending and borrowing that we've seen in recent times. We simply can't keep this up, and we need to have a dose of fiscal sanity when it comes to all the spending and the debt. This is, of course, something that also imperils our children's future as China continues to buy more and more of our debt, and our children inherit not a better, more hopeful, more prosperous country, but one where their burdens and their prosperity will be their prosperity will be diminished and their financial burdens certainly increased. I've also introduced legislation that would create a sunset commission, such as we have in Texas. It's been very effective in reviewing agencies and budgets and eliminating unnecessary or duplicative functions of the government and starting at a zero-based budget and holding the line on increased government spending. I think the federal government could do well in reviewing its budget by having a sunset commission, and I hope that now that this appears to have more bipartisan concern, the spending and the borrowing and the debt, that we can do something like pass that Sunset Commission Act. Now, there are some who have questioned how I can be an advocate, as I am, of human spaceflight at NASA, particularly the Johnson Space Center, and still be a fiscal conservative and somebody who's concerned about spending and the debt. And I would just say to those skeptics that budgeting is all about priorities. Families do this every day. Government should do it as well. And I think there are many good reasons why just taking a hatchet to the human spaceflight program at NASA is a bad idea. Obviously, we have had many technological and scientific innovations as a result of our spaceflight. We don't want to become increasingly dependent on China and India and Russia for our human space flight. And I think it just makes common sense for us to continue this program, including the Constellation program, which the president's budget purports to eliminate in its entirety. I think there's plenty of ways to save money to find that funding without raising taxes or increasing the deficit through things like the Sunset Commission, which I mentioned earlier. So I believe that this is very important, and I do believe it should be one of our nation's priorities. Given the trillions of dollars of red ink Washington has been spending here, $3 billion for NASA and for human spaceflight, and for that important area of our great state, is not too much to ask in my view. Well, healthcare reform that many people thought was probably mortally wounded as a result of the election of Scott Brown, who will be sworn in this afternoon at 5 o'clock, is still kicking around, although it is continues to be debated and negotiated behind closed doors on strictly a partisan basis. And the majority party and the Obama administration have expressed a willingness to explore the budget maneuver of reconciliation, which would potentially jam the bill through with only 51 votes in the Senate. They're continuing to find ways to circumvent the 60-vote threshold that's needed to pass ordinary legislation following the swearing-in of Senator-elect Scott Brown. But I predict that that would be a disaster, not only politically and electorally, but in terms of the product. We can and should do better by starting over rather than try to jam through this bill that the American people, the more they find out about it, simply do not want. Finally, let me just mention, as I've alluded to a moment ago, that our 41st member of our Republican conference will be sworn in this afternoon, Scott Brown of Massachusetts. I look forward to working with Senator Brown, and as he said, trying to find common sense solutions to the problems that confront our country, regardless of political party. I think we've seen people across the country are tired of partisan bickering. What they want are common sense solutions. And I believe those politicians who listen and who respond accordingly will be rewarded, not punished. I think those who continue to think they know better than the American people and insist on solutions that the American people do not want will find themselves in some jeopardy come November.